Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, or good afternoon, I should be saying. This is Taran Travel with Rethink, Refresh, Relaunch. And I'm a retired school teacher who had to pivot after we got into the pandemic. So since we did have the pandemic, a lot of people have found that their jobs have disappeared completely. Even some people have been working from home, and they don't even want to go back to work at their office. I heard that some people are even realizing that they actually hate the job that they were doing. And that every time that lottery shoots up to multi-millions, people are scrambling to buy lottery tickets in hopes of becoming a multi-millionaire. But if someone showed you a way to become wealthy, would you be willing to take the steps to get there? Well, today I've asked financial expert Dana Turnquest to talk to me a little bit about how you can make that happen. Dana, are you on the call today?
Yes, I am. Sorry. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. So glad you made it. So I know that people are always discussing how they can change their financial situation, how to become wealthy. And I heard that you have some secrets that actually could help that happen. Is that true?
Well, yeah, there are some definite wealth secrets. These are some of the things that we aren't really taught in school, right? School teaches us a lot of basic information that we need to move on to the next school level. But as far as learning, you know, significant things like taxes and debt and, you know, what to do with your credit, not just getting a good credit score, but what you can do with it in order for you to live a lifestyle that both is not swimming in debt and that you can contribute towards your future. Because if you're only able to work to make money, then you literally have to work until you pass away. So that's not a good plan. So that's why we're here
exactly
today to talk about some secrets.
So what would you say would have been your journey to arriving to find out about the company that you're going to share with us about? What was your journey?
Well, you know what? I took the very traditional road to trying to become successful. And, you know, I was told that if I had a quality education, then I could become, you know, get a really good job. And once I had that good job, I'd be all set. Right? You get the good job, and then you're all set. I'm actually in teaching now, but this is my second career because I went to one of the top schools in the country. I went to RIT. RIT is by far one of the top technology schools in the entire country, up there with MIT. And that alone was supposed to secure my success. That was going to secure my future and get me set up for the rest of my life, right? And
exactly.
Got into corporate America, pretty much hated it. Hated corporate America, and I also realized that there was always a glass ceiling. And I started, even as a young person in my 20s, it did not look like what I thought it was going to look like. It didn't look like I could become successful, become wealthy, or you know, have the type of lifestyle that I dreamt of. So I got frustrated pretty early, and then I became, you know, back then they didn't really call it entrepreneur, but my that hustler in me started venturing out into different business things. I had a graphics business. I was part of a huge network marketing team of over 200,000 people, and that was what really opened my eyes to how you can build huge business teams, and that business team created millionaires. And it was in the early, mid-90s. And once I saw that, I realized that this is a viable business option that is always on the table. And throughout the years, I shifted into education and, again, secured a very high-paying job. And even with that and real estate, being a landlord, being a real estate investor, I still found myself during COVID scratching my head, trying to figure out, you know, the 401k was dipping, you know, my tenants didn't have to pay their rent. That was the scariest part. Like we had
exactly.
Tenants, and the government said that, listen, if they don't pay the rent, you can't do anything about it. It's just, you got to just suck it up, right? So COVID scared a lot of people, even folks who thought they were pretty secure. And at that time, a friend of mine reached out to me and shared this one puzzle piece that I was missing. And from that point on, I was able to secure a debt-free date as well as my millionaire goal date, which is in 2029. So never had an opportunity to secure those two dates on paper. Had a real solid plan to put those two things, debt-free in four and a half years and be a millionaire by the turn of this decade. Never could I have dreamt that that plan would have been that solid until this summer.
And that is what is so incredible to me, because, you know, people have that desire to become wealthy, but they don't know the path to take to get there. And that's the whole thing, that even as a school teacher, I realize that we basically teach children to be W-2 employees.
Yeah, absolutely.
And W-2 employees are not bad, but the problem is your whole life on just that, you are never going to make it to full success. You're always going to be working for somebody else where you're helping them get wealthy, and you're kind of staying just below the line to survive. And to me, that's the thing that we don't teach in school.
Absolutely.
But I want to know, you had shared with me some of the things, like I am a proponent of home-based businesses. And you had shared with me in an earlier conversation about the challenges that we have, everybody has. Could you review that concept with me?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. And here's the thing. Most people who are out there trying to secure their current lifestyle and their future lifestyle, one thing that we aren't really told is there's four challenges that we have to be either very aware of and even have some savviness in. And the first one is, of course, inflation. Inflation is that thing that we don't really control it, but we can outpace it if we have certain vehicles in place. If you have certain real estate vehicles, or if you have a home-based business or a business, you can outpace inflation, because inflation will silently kill your money while you're not even watching. We see it at the gas pumps, but we don't realize it until we show up at the store. We kind of, you know, tilt our head and go, when did Lucky Charms cost this much? Or, you know, why is the bag of potato chips full of air now when it used to be full of potato chips?
Mm-hmm.
And as things lessen in value or the price goes up, if our money doesn't go up as fast, then our money is always losing value. So inflation is number one. Number two should be number one, but taxes. When you get that nice cushy job and you're telling folks, yeah, I make six figures a year, right? I make $100,000. Well, you actually only bring home about 70, because if you're a W-2 mm-hmm. employee, like you talked about, a third of your income goes to Uncle Sam. So when they tell you to come on, you've just been hired, Terry. Come on in and fill out the paperwork. You know what the paperwork is? It's you giving them permission to start taking money out of your check for your so-called benefits, right? So taxes and, you know, all the stuff you have to pay for, right? That you sign your signature on that, the next thing you know, a third of your check is gone. So taxes is a big piece. And if you are trying to build this American dream, right, have 2.5 kids, a dog named Spot, white picket fence, and the whole nine, and a 30-year income is already gone, the 30-year income is already gone before your check is even in the bank, then it creates the third challenge. The third challenge is debt. Because when the 30-year money's gone, now you have to swim everything on credit cards. And now, especially with COVID happening, and unemployment going up, a lot of people are whipping out credit cards right now. The amount of consumer debt this year is already over $14 trillion. That's more than half of the gross national product. So that should tell folks, listen, this whole taxes crisis that we're in because of the stimulus and because of the unemployment, this debt crisis that we're in, and folks are not just seeing it, they're just watching other stuff, it's pretty significant. Because when you have to put stuff, if you have to swim stuff on credit cards, and all of the big ticket items you want, you can only pay for them on loans and debt. They say, hey, listen, Terry, this beautiful home fits you perfectly, and we'll set you up with payments you can afford for 30 years, not realizing that when you finish paying for that house, you're going to pay for it maybe 2+ times. So that's another chunk of our income that's gone. And then, of course, lastly, you have big business. And big business, whether it's, you know, right now we're sitting here on Facebook, and whether it's Microsoft or Apple or whatever, Jordan, big business has a way of always attracting us to it to spend our money. We in a few days, right, today's the 12th, we got Valentine's Day coming up. A lot of folks, even during COVID, people still going to go out and find some place to eat, treat their boo well and buy some stuff and flowers and mail stuff to people and all kind of stuff. And I'm a fan of Valentine's Day. I'm married. I got daughters. But just know that every month there's something, right? March, you got, you know, Easter and spring break. April, you got, you know, more spring break stuff. And then you got Mother's Day coming up in May. And then June, you got Father's Day. In May, you also have Memorial Day, which is actually the start of the business summer, right? So that's all of the places start opening up for vacation. Then you got 4th of July and back to school in August. And then September, you got Labor Day, which is the end of the business summer with all of the big holidays ending and all of the big travel weekends ending on Labor Day, right? And then Halloween is in October, which is a multi-billion-dollar holiday on one day. And then November, here we go again with Black Friday, which is the biggest spending day of the year. Has nothing to do with Thanksgiving, but here we are in November with nothing to do but try to finish our food and then go shopping and buy stuff for people we barely even like, which is insane. And then we got Christmas and New Year's, and then we're back to Valentine's Day. So all throughout the year, we're giving our money, a little retail therapy, and why wouldn't we? Because we're stressed about our finances anyway, right? So that whole cycle, we have this trap, and that's where our money winds up going. So how do people invest for their future? How do people put money away? And that those challenges make it very hard.
It's so true. And it's like nobody teaches us this in school, in college. And unfortunately, most parents don't know that, to share that with their children. Now, I, like you, had been involved for a while with different network marketing companies. And I learned long ago to encourage my kids, yes, get the degree, but also have some sort of home-based business. So can you kind of share what is an advantage of having a home-based business in addition to you having another income through your W-2 and, job?
Well,
what is an advantage of having a home-based business?
One of the biggest ones is once you have a home-based business, unlocks 475 new tax deductions. So imagine you have a home. Right. So imagine, Terry, you have a home-based business and I don't. And we have similar expenses. We live in a similar neighborhood. We have similar house costs and we have similar lifestyles, right? You pay for dry cleaning. You drive to work like I drive to work, and you drive to socialize and stuff. And you go out to eat and you talk on your phone. You got internet and you got utilities in your house, of course. And, you know, you use your house just like I use my house. But if you use any of that for business, you can write off a piece of your mortgage. You can write off a piece of your utilities. You can write off your cell phone bill. You can write off your internet. You can write off your dry cleaning. You can write off your food. You can write off your mileage. The amount of stuff and you can do this at a loss. There's something called the Schedule C, which is a profit and loss sheet. You can write off five figures of losses per year if you have a home-based business. And that alone should tell people that I need to be doing this. Uncle Sam will tell people almost 88% of people out there are overpaying their taxes in their check every single week. And if you have a home-based business, that weekly money could start coming back to you right off your own paycheck before your business makes any money. So people don't understand how that works. So these are hidden things that are right in plain sight. And Uncle Sam will tell you, if it's in the tax code, Uncle Sam wants you to do it. There's a reason we get credits for kids, credits for college students and our family, and credits if we do energy-efficient windows. And we also get tax deductions if we're business owners. And all you need is a Social Security number. You don't need an LLC. You don't need a storefront. As a matter of fact, because of COVID, brick and mortar is slowly, slowly going away.
That's
so,
true.
Yeah, if you don't have a home business, something – you're definitely throwing at least, and Uncle Sam, this is not my stat. Uncle Sam says If you don't have a home-based business, you're throwing $20 a day out the window.
Exactly. And I think that that's another thing that so many people are not educated on or encouraged. Instead, we encourage them, get the degree, and then go work for somebody else. And that's the way we program through the colleges, through the universities all the time. Just go get a job so you can work for the next 35, 40 years, and then when you retire, you realize, I don't even have enough to retire. And there's so many people now that are working beyond even 60, 65, going into 70, some even 80, that they still are having to work because they can't afford to retire. So we talked about the challenges. We said a home-based business is one solution. Are there any other solutions that people can look at to change their lives to becoming more wealthy?
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you two more that become critical if you can put these things into function, if you can make these two things work for you. The first one is having virtual solutions, having some type of virtual way to build that business and grow that business. Again, we are in COVID. I'm on Facebook Live talking to you. I'm on your podcast. I'm in the comfort of my home. I'm on the East Coast. You're on the West Coast. We are doing all of this virtually. We are doing it all digitally. You know, we are thousands of miles apart, and we're here talking about this stuff. And if folks don't realize that these virtual platforms are billions of dollars of income just waiting for you to tap into, they're missing a boat. If you look at the fact that Zoom, which a year ago was about a $10 billion company, right? Now it's worth more than the entire airline industry. And growing.
Oh, I believe.
And we have things like Zoom and Google Meet and Facebook Messenger and all kind of stuff that we let use us. Like, we let these platforms use us. But today, Terry, there are 1,400 millionaires being created every single day, and a ton of them are doing it right with virtual solutions. So that's number one. That's another solution. So having a home-based business, using virtual solutions. Another thing that you need to do, is stop trying to do everything yourself. I don't know of any success story that is a one-person team. Oprah has a team, right? LeBron James has a team. You know, Anthony Robbins, I'm a big fan of Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins has a squad around him to do what he does, right?
Exactly.
Tyler Perry was doing shows on stage dressed up as a woman, and now he has one of the biggest studios in the entire country. He has a team. These people have financial experts. Everyone out there should have a team of financial experts, right? I do real estate. You think right now there are people who are ripping down walls and putting walls back up while I sit here and talk to you? I have a team of experts. When I started this business gave me a team of financial experts. My credit score My credit score used to live right around the high sixes, low sevens, pretty much for the last, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Since this summer, it has slowly crept up to 760, and I've done absolutely nothing. I have experts doing that.
Wow.
Right?
My
tax footprint is going down, right? I have a debt-free debt. I'm going to be debt-free in 4 years compared to dozens of years because I have experts.
Wow.
I have a new wealth person who helps me manage wealth and made me my own bank, and now we're trying to figure out how we can invest in land that's in the path of growth someplace. I had experts do this for me. There's no way I would have done all this by myself. So if folks don't have a team of experts, they are missing the boat. Everyone wants to do it themselves. Cool. Do it yourself. Just don't say that you're trying to become wealthy, because there's so many little aspects that you can just have other people do for pennies on the dollar, and you can spend your time in building your business.
And it's such a simple path of thinking home-based business, checking in with the virtual solutions, looking at the technology, and then getting a team behind you to help you to reach that path. So what would be the best way for somebody, if they want to do all those things, what would be one way that you have found that has made a difference in your life? That you already have a deadline date of when you can become debt-free and a millionaire. What company are you working with?
Good question.
What's
so the
name?
The company that I found, and I'm going to highlight the company and the team, right? Because the company that I found was a company called Making Wealth Real, right? So this company called Making Wealth Real, they have all of these experts under one roof, right? It's called strategic alignment. They put all of these experts in one roof. So they're credit experts, they're tax experts, they're debt experts, they're equity experts. To renegotiate your bills. If your cell phone bill is too high, they have experts who will renegotiate that for you. And of course, they have their wealth management team also, right? So this company has put it all under one roof. You have a membership you pay. You have access to everything, and they do everything for you, done for you. Not DIY, DFY, done for you. And those experts go to work, and they are in your phones texting you. They're sending you emails, or they're communicating to you on your webpage, because every member gets their own webpage that has all the information on it, and it's all right there. The other thing is make sure you're part of the right team. So I'm part of a team called the Extra Digit Movement, right? So the Extra Digit Movement and my smaller team called Dream Chasers, we use certain strategies and we use a system to make sure everyone who wants to build a business has all of the tools. They can plug into someone. This gentleman by the name of Brian Bean, Google him if you want. He's been doing this type of wealth and money stuff for years. And he is the top money earner.
Heard a lot of his podcast.
Right. And he's one of the top people in the country around how you shift your income, create more cash flow, how do you invest with the big boys, how do you protect your money. And I also share this as well. We next week, the top female money earners on our team are doing 30-minute classes all next week. It's called the First Ladies of Finance. So I'm going to put that up on my post as well. But we're just showing people the secrets. We're going to drop the jewels. Whether you join our team or not, we're going to at least educate folks on what they could be doing every day next week. And all of them are just like your podcast. They're a quick half hour, and we're doing that. But this company and this team together has shifted $500 million back into people's pockets in 1 year. In 12 months, we've shifted $500 million back into folks' pockets, everyday folks just like you and me, Terry.
Oh, my goodness. This is incredible. So how can people become a part of this? How do they contact you? How do they get in touch with Making Wealth Real Financial? What would be the steps they would take if they said, okay, I want more information, Dana. Where do I go?
Well, again, I would just have – I'm going to share my phone number. I am a steward of this. I love sharing and helping people get this. So I'm going to just share my phone number, and if folks want to just – I would just say text me podcast so I know where it comes from. Because
okay.
I get folks who text me from a lot of different areas. So just text me the word podcast, text me your first name, and I'll give you my phone number, and just text me, just reach out to me. Because I'm on Facebook Live right now also, and I'm on your podcast. So once those people text me, then I can shoot them some information and get them connected. Because it depends on what they want from this, but I have a bunch of things that I can quickly share with them that will give this just open their eyes, right? If nothing else, they'll get an education on what their possibilities are. So my phone number is 860-837-4538.
Okay, let's say it one more time, a little slower, because they might not
sure.
have had a pencil.
I'm going to say it one more time. Get your pencils ready. Get
say
your pens ready.
Slower.
Right, nice and slow. So area code 860-837-4538. And that's my direct number. Text me. I'll respond. It's not some automated person. It's not, you know, some cat, you know, hitting the screen somewhere. It's a real person named Dana Turnquest who's going to return your text message. And if you want, we can even jump on the phone for 3 to 5 minutes.
That is excellent. That is excellent. So would you, we're down to our last 5 minutes. Would you say, does this go for somebody that just coming out of college? Like, do they need to be, you know, at least 18, or wonder if they're in a senior citizen home and they're now saying, I have been overwhelmed my whole life. Can it still work for them?
So
is there
the
a particular
beauty of,
audience?
Well, If you pay taxes, you are the audience. If you have a Social Security number, you are the audience, right? The idea that there are even as you ask that question, my heart goes out to people who chase the American dream and end up and wound up depressed and broke, right? Because that's you're talking 80-something percent of people go back to work after they retire. But if you are 18 or above and you are at the tax-paying age, which is 18, and you're ambitious, this is for you. If you're a W-2 employee and you don't want to work for someone for the rest of your life, this is for you. If you're a business owner and you want to decrease your tax footprint and also increase your residual and passive income, this is for you. If you're an older person, we actually have a team of senior citizens who are crushing it, Terry. I forget their name, but
I believe it.
Charles Ivey, if you listen to this, brother, I appreciate you, man. We have a team of folks who have are 65 and above who are crushing this because they were disillusioned and they tried it the regular way. It didn't work out. And now while they still have, you know, and again, 65 is not what it used to be. 65 is like 45 nowadays. And these folks
are going after it.
So there's no age limit or anything like that. You just have to want to not, and you said it earlier, you have to want to not just settle for the American dream that we were sold, because what they didn't tell us is that the rat race is part of the American dream. They didn't tell us that we would have to work for somebody for 40 years. The prime of our life is going to be spent working for somebody else. And then because we swam everything with credit card debt and home debt and student loans and all this kind of stuff, and by the end of the day, we thought these retirement accounts were going to take care of us, and they didn't. Social Security is almost extinct right now, and everything we were taught and told, we realized it didn't work out. So if you're that person, this is for you. And you don't have to wait till you hit 65 to realize that. But we have folks all over the place. I actually was on the phone, believe it or not, I was just telling my partner this earlier. Someone put me in contact with someone who was 81 years old and was trying to figure out how he can do this. 81.
I believe it. And like I said, it all comes to educating yourself on your possibilities and not just settling and saying, I'm going to have to work forever.
Yeah.
It's a different mindset. Well, I just want to thank you.
Go ahead.
You want to make your last point. We're down to 2 minutes. I just don't want to get cut off. You make your last point.
Yep, I'll make one quick point. You said it earlier, right? This is not to knock folks with jobs, but just know that a job won't get you to wealth. You define what wealth is, but a job won't get you there. But if you have a job, you can use that job with the right strategies to fund your wealth. You just need the right team, business team. You need the right team of experts, and you absolutely have to have a home-based business. So that's my last point, and I'll hand the call back to you. And this was great, Tara. I love this.
Well, I have enjoyed having you. I just am so excited about your company and everything that you've shared. So I just want to thank the listeners for tuning in. Once again, if you want to get in contact with Dana to get more information, his name is Dana Turnquest, TURNQUEST, Dana, DANA. And his phone number again is 860-837-4538. So once again, I want to thank my audience for tuning in. This is Taran Travel with Rethink, Refresh, Relaunch. And if you want to change your life and become wealthy, give Dana Turnquest a call. So I want to end my call always as, make a difference every day in some way. Have a great rest of the day. Thank you again, Dana.
Thank you, folks. Enjoy your day.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.